It is a beautiful Wednesday, and you know by now that every Wednesday, round about this time of the show, we have our beautiful Sister Nokwazi so that we can unlock some things that needs to be unlocked, right? Firstly, before we can jump to today's topic, Nokwazi, welcome back. How are you?
Hello! How are you, viewers, listeners? We're back!
Yep. You good?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm good. I'm
blessed.
Good.
Highly favored.
I see you're not alone again this time.
Yeah. This is like my, you know, I will unapologetically say there are great corporates out there and great enterprise development people that are doing extraordinary work. And then there's a cut above the rest. Then there is Property Point. And they're here today to represent with Mr. Clint Higgins, who is the head of the program that is run by Property Point. And I'm so excited to have you here.
I'm excited.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for having me today. I think it's important just to share and just to also try to understand how you guys want to sort of channel the conversation to your listeners this morning.
It's an honor to have you here with us, Clint. Today's topic, right, to put it out there, the importance of strategic relationships. Let's start there. What are those strategic relationships, and also taking us through the importance thereof?
This is extraordinary. When we talk about relationship, we're talking about something that is relational. So first of all, our entrepreneurs listening, have you told them the dial? The dial is 107.5. Tell your mom, tell your dad, tell your brother, tell your sister, tell your cousin,
everyone.
Tell your wannabe entrepreneur in church. Tell everyone that has to know that we are talking about business and entrepreneurship. And it's Unlocked with Nokwazi, and super excited to be back and talk about the importance of strategic relationships. So we're talking about being relational, right? And I think it's important to establish the foundation. The most important relationship with anybody, with any person that is on the earth, is our relationship with God, our Abba Father. That's where the introduction of the relationship comes about. And one of the things that I've been really studying is Matthew 4:19. He says to what I call, and entrepreneurs can relate to this, he says to Zebedee and JJ Enterprise, which is James and John. He also talks to, you know what I'm saying? He also then talks to the amazing PA Fishing Enterprise, which is Peter and Andrew Fishing Enterprise. And he says, come, follow me, and I will make you. He doesn't say, come and I will build you a multi-billion rand enterprise in IT. He doesn't say, come and I'll make you the best baking company in the whole of South Africa. He says, come, follow me, and I will make you. He introduces the aspect of being relational, the importance of relationship, right? And I love Colossians 4 that talks about take heed to the ministry which you have received in the Lord. You don't receive the ministry outside, next to, by the way, on a side thing going on. He says, take heed to the ministry which you have received in the Lord, in the relationship, that you may fulfill it, right? So I wanted to create that foundation in terms of we learn about the importance of strategic relationships really from God, Abba Father, you know, Yahweh Elohim, you know. He has so much abundance for us in the marketplace, but he wants the relationship. And that's why the foundation, right, is come follow me and I will make you fishers of men. So as we follow him, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, we're made into these extraordinary entrepreneurs, and we're made into this amazing, extraordinary people that are really impacting the marketplace. And so with that foundation, you know, for me, from a business perspective, right, I think it's important for entrepreneurs and business owners to understand why relationships are important in business, right? The two components that I want to touch on is the aspect of relationships that are strategic in business allow you to have leverage. This is when someone says, you can use my shoulders to climb on my credibility, to climb on what I've built over time and use it to skyrocket to the next place. That's what leverage is. That's why why relationships are important in business, because they allow you to leverage, but they're also an investment. So what a lot of entrepreneurs don't understand is that what money can buy, relationships can buy. Money is a product, right? But people are like trying to get this product and they're not quite sure how to get this product. There is a currency that buys money, which is the byproduct that you get. How do you buy it? What money can buy, I can tell you, businesses and entrepreneurs, relationships can buy. And so I want us to create the framework from what we call the hierarchy of the multi-level relationships that we need to have. And this is just for every entrepreneur to understand before we can dive into the most important strategic relationship that we have at Unlocked with Nogazi, which is Property Point.
Yes, man. Yes. Amazing.
Let's talk about this hierarchy of multi-level relationships, right? There's three criteria that I want every entrepreneur and business owner to understand. It's the strategic. Strategic means strategic. Yes. It's the guys that we call them authorizers, right? They make decisions. We call them the C-suite, you know, the CEO, the CFO, the chief procurement officer. Those are the authorizers. And you need to identify, when you're building strategic relationships in business, who falls in that criteria of being strategic. Then we have what we call middle management, right? Middle management, in essence, is usually the people that are evaluators.
Yeah.
When you're submitting a bid, you're submitting it to a procurement manager who's going to be evaluating your proposal and your offering, right? Anyone that is in catering services, anyone that's in cleaning services, anyone that's in hygiene services, when you go to a government institution or a corporate institution, there's someone that's evaluating the bid, and those are evaluators. You need to have in your pool of being strategic with building relationships in business to understand who falls under strategic, that's an authorizer, who is in middle management, that's an evaluator. And the third component that I want to touch on is what we call, and we take these people for granted, and they are the most important from a decision-making perspective, right? It's the operational guys. It's the end users of the product and service, right? So when you think about it, when you walk into CCFM radio, right, you have the most extraordinary receptionist that's at the front desk. That is the doorkeeper. If you overlook here and think you're just gonna go come in and say, I'm here to meet the GM, and you don't greet her, you don't acknowledge her, she can tell you stuff of how to get in touch with the GM. She'll tell you how to meet with the head of the program, whoever it is that you want to meet. If you want to meet Saki, she's the person to build a relationship. She's the end user. She's the person that's influencing any decision that the GM is making. If there's a new toilet paper that has been put into this entire building, you know, that would be the person that says, we're not happy. I don't like the supplier. It doesn't quite work for me. You know what I mean? And people don't know. A lot of cleaning companies get fired over toilet paper. It's a very simple consumable, but the end users, these are the operators. When you're operating in a factory, the blue collar workers are the ones that will test your food at the catering canteen and decide whether they like you or not. So if you overlook those and don't build a relationship or don't understand in terms of being able to create a value proposition of a service offering that meets their needs, where they're happy with what you're producing in terms of your product, those are the people that allow you to stay. So I wanted you to think about it from a hierarchy of multi-level relationships. And why are we pursuing the strategic? Why are we pursuing the evaluators, the middle management? Why are we pursuing the end users? So we can gain three things as entrepreneurs.
Okay.
It's what we call an intelligence a customer matrix, because there's got to be a reason why you're pursuing these relationships. To understand information, to understand in terms of the opportunities that exist in that corporate and government institution, and to be able to understand the risks. When you meet with those kind of decision makers, they'll tell you their problems. They'll tell you their pain points. They'll tell you, you know what? We're not happy with the cleaning company. They've been here for 2 years and we're not quite convinced they can do the work. These guys have been sitting here with a contract for 5 years. You know what? We're going to go into the market and look at an alternative because we are tired of having the same supplier. The catering company has dropped the ball. You know, they used to be really great. Now the way that they offer, we don't like the packaging that they use. We don't like in terms of their selection. There's not enough in the menu to be able to have a better selection from a health component in terms of their offering, they will tell you what their pain points are. They will tell you the things that are also in terms of the process that they're using to onboard a new supplier, right? And so, are you ready to introduce you guys to the most strategic business relationship that we have at Unlocked with Nokwazi, and that's Property Point. Awesome. And you know, unapologetically, I will say they are the top performing and most extraordinary enterprise development initiative that they've put together in the built environment. Yeah. I don't think they have anything. Theirs is unmatched. I mean, sure. I absolutely love you guys.
Thanks, Nicole. That's a massive introduction.
It is. Sort of
to fall on that introduction. But I was just thinking while you were talking, and for me, it's important to understand, how do you build those relationships? I think that's for me. It's for my mind's flowing there, and I'm just really thinking that. It requires a level of humility. How are you going to engage with the lower tier staff, the middle management and senior management without you navigating in a way where you're not coming across as humble? So I believe that a level of authentic humility is key to unlock that value and then unlock the conversation, really build connections with someone. Coming to the reception area and being able to converse without making someone feel that they're inadequate their job is frowned upon. I think it's about understanding that. And then back to Nukwazi's point, it's about how do we solve problems? In essence, this whole garnering of information and data collection is ultimately to solve a problem. And not to drink our own Kool-Aid. And I think as entrepreneurs, sometimes we have the solution without understanding the problem. And then we retrofit, right? And then we go back and like, we have this amazing product, but we're not allowing Clint to listen or tell you, this is my problem, my pain point. And then you say, look, I'll build a solution for you. Because you're comfortable in that. You found your magic and you don't want to become uncomfortable. And I think it's when you become uncomfortable, you find that that's when you unlock the real value, because your brain's clicking into the next gear to think about a next solution. Sort of, that's where I think this is just took me on that thinking journey. These three relationships in essence.
I love that. So how can we assist SMMEs to be able to build strategic relationships with corporates such as Property Point in order to be able to leverage, right?
I think number one is firstly understanding that we're not going to profile people. We firstly need to start with not profiling people when we're gathering information. And you know what? It would be amazing if you're having a conversation on a plane with someone and you're just saying, how's your water? How's your flight? How are you? And you're building the relationship and you're actually setting the foundation for connection and community, you know? And often we consistently lead with this desire for something. And I'm like, how's about we desire the relationship, the relationship? And how's about from the relationship, things automatically flow. The currency of relationship brings you more money. Not money is not the thing you to chase to build a relationship. Because I'm not driven by money in essence. I'm driven by relationship. And if you have me on the relationship, then the opportunity can flow because I understand your heart. And I think often we miss the heartbeat because we are seeking things for ourselves first, you know? So I really think that's how I see strategy and relationship sort of coinciding. And that's my method of building. I want to understand the heart. And it's really difficult, you know, because I often have to ask myself. So someone will tell me, we want a meeting, right? So we want to do a meeting. And then, you know, sometimes I need to submit under the fact that I want someone's time. And me requiring someone's time requires me to get their availability for me to assimilate my calendar to theirs, not vice versa. And I think that's that level of saying, when are you available? I'll rejig my calendar to suit you. And therefore you take the importance in the relationship. So that's that honor and authority given automatically. And imagine that. It's really different because you're using a bottom-up approach. And often we have entrepreneurs who are amazing, are wealthy, have made money or have been successful. They drive their business from that perspective. And I say, drop down and drive it from the bottom up because that's where you'll get the most value. And that's how you unlock the strategic relationship upwards. That's how I think about it.
You know, I like that because so a lot of people, when we approach a corporate for work or approach a government institution, we think about it as a building. We think about it like this high, long walk of freedom type of building. building where you, it's never ending.
Yeah.
And you forget that it's just an institution made up of people.
Yeah.
Mm. So when we hear CEO, or we hear a procurement manager, or we hear a personal assistant, we forget that those are just people, right? They're just like us.
Yeah.
They've got what we call personal value drivers. There's things that are driving them. They've got KPIs, key performance indicators, that's basically measuring in terms of the performance that they need to output. So if you can understand someone from that heart level to say, what's on your desk that's really keeping you awake right now? What is the one thing that you haven't achieved in order to be able to meet your KPIs?
Mm.
When you come in as an SMME, you're so busy trying to force feed a solution as opposed to just hearing the heartbeat.
Sure.
Who are you? Yeah. How can I make your load a little bit easier?
Yeah.
How can I understand you and make this thing that you need to achieve a lot more achievable by me coming in as a strategic business partner?
Yeah.
We think selling is coming in to pitch, whereas it's really building relationships.
Yeah.
If you can become really good in building authentic relationships and having the heartbeat, I don't think of Property Point. I think about the people that are Property Point that I need to connect with.
Yep.
I'll give a very simple reason. Sunday was Father's Day, right? For any SMME, that should have been a prime time for you to connect with all your male clients.
Yeah.
It's very under the radar. No one expects it. Happy Father's Day from Nogwe to Enterprise. Happy Father's Day from Sarkis Cleaning Services. You know, those are like top of mind, creating that relationship where you are not pursuing the cash. You're not pursuing the contract.
Sure.
You're just pursuing the relationship.
To show you giving. Care,
I think
it's
in the giving. And I think you're giving of your time, your effort, and your energy into something that might not even return in that moment. In that moment, I say, right? I know that the giving sparks something that person remembered me.
Yeah.
That person is thinking about me. And that's why it's important to have authentic giving. You know, like now we need to plug giving and then authentic giving to saying it is valuable. It is actually capturing someone in a moment.
Yeah.
Some fathers, some serious businessmen have really been successful, but they lost their family. So there's an impact in the social realm. And if you understand the social behavior and the context around fatherhood, fathers in business, then you could really capture the hearts of men.
Yeah.
Or in the leadership position at times. And obviously from a transformation perspective, men still hold a lot of leadership positions. But you're looking at it in a different way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, you're not saying, let's go play golf.
Yeah.
You're saying, I see your heart.
Yeah.
How are you feeling today? Because I know your life has, the business has taken so much from you. So it's about really helping the deeper psychosocial stuff. And that's what we need to get down to. If we fix the inner psychosocial and the psychological issues, that's where we find the healing happens, and that's where we then extract the most value. That's what I think.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
Guys, I'm so excited to have you here. I think everyone keeps hearing Property Point.
Let's
talk about Property Point. Who are you? What do you do? What's your value proposition to entrepreneurs?
So I think firstly, it goes without saying that Property Point was founded by a gentleman by the name of Sean Tiernison, right?
Yeah.
Sean Tiernison, 16 years ago, I had the opportunity to study in Denmark, and Property Point was birthed out of his master's thesis around design thinking and transformation within the property sector. Fast forward 16 years on, Property Point no longer introduces itself as an ESD organization. We are an economic inclusion organization.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we use a multi-spoke approach to drive access to opportunities, access to sort of finance, access to all the things that you might have not had that excluded you from the formal economy.
Mm.
So we're looking at things in a greater circular context than just ESD. ESD looks to solve for the enterprise and supply development challenges within the corporate, as well as driving the behavior change and interventions within the business to ensure that they can uptake and really take on opportunities that will arise in the future. So it's really preparing you on a journey. Some people are further in the journey, so they'll maybe be fast track. Some people are not as fast, so they'll need more work.
Yeah.
But that's where you find the most value. Someone has an amazing idea, and then you can pivot, help them, shape the mind, and then flick them into the greater sort of market. And that's where the opportunities will really flow through. So Property Point really has pivoted. We work in the property sector. We work with your large corporates, and we really drive that level of supply chain integration, but also provide that business support to SMMEs within the greater ecosystem, you know? And so that's what we've been able to do for the last 16 years. And I'm really proud to say that it started with someone's vision, someone's idea, as all entrepreneurs should.
As all
entrepreneurs start. I have an idea. And you 16 years on, I believe Sean must sit at night and be like, What have I done?
You know?
Because it's so it's so big. We 18 staff, 28 staff members. We have multi offerings from ESD programs to local economic development, stakeholder engagement. We do some community participation projects for the PSC, the likes of PSC. So it's really morphed into something far greater than the initial program.
Lovely, hey. So let's just talk about it from Sisake. I don't know if for you, you would be asking yourself to say, okay, this great program that sounds very fancy, by the way, how does it in the much more intimate way serve the needs of an entrepreneur down the road?
I think that is probably what sets us apart. And it might be a model that can be emulated again in the future, but I think it's the heart. It's you having an assigned program manager who becomes your mentor and your coach.
Mm-hmm.
And that person is accountable for you. You accountable to that person. And that's where we start with that relationship element. Mm-hmm. So I often try to test the model and really find out how long does it really take to build that trust factor.
Yeah.
But trust requires a willing buyer and a willing seller. Surely there needs to be that level of willingness. And then we get over the trust. And then once we hit the trust, we flow. So I think that is our approach. Very bespoke, very unique, 1v1. It's about, Nkosi, where are you today? No, I'm in Musenberg. I'm coming to Musenberg, and I'll meet you wherever you are.
Yeah.
And I will buy the coffee.
Yeah.
So you don't have to feel like, I don't have money. I can't see Clint today. Sure. I don't have money, bro. Like, I didn't get paid.
Yes.
Clint's going to say, like, I'm going to cover the coffee bill, and we're going to chat. Let's do lunch. Let's create that environment for you to become vulnerable, for me to get to the crux of your problem, for me to solve, for us to solve your problem.
Yeah.
And then for me to tell you, we've defined the problem. This is what you need to do. Come back to me in a week and let's reevaluate and see how have we moved. Mm. And that's also that opportunity to allow for entrepreneurs or business owners to really immerse themselves in their own business and work on their business, in the business, and understand the problems more effectively.
Yeah.
Okay. So your one-stop solution that's giving an entire support, which we call business development support services, to an entrepreneur, from business management skills to marketing skills to business development to sales to all the underlying issues that we have as entrepreneurs as we build our businesses. You guys are giving that one-stop support in the form of a program manager that walks with you over the journey in that period, and you can call on them and you come in for training and you are developed and they assess you and you report and you walk on this amazing journey, right? I don't know about you, Sasaki, but are you not questioning what kind of entrepreneurs do you guys take on? What kind of services do they need to be in? Because this seems very high caliber. What about an ordinary guy?
I believe I always say that everyone has the potential to grow and morph and become better. So let's not talk about caliber and the type of entrepreneur. And this is the psyche of, because everyone's trying to get to the psyche of the right entrepreneur that's going to take the country forward.
Okay.
I'm saying we work in the property sector. We work with businesses that match our value system.
Okay.
Are they teachable? Do they want to make an impact? What is their desire long term? How do they integrate into the property sector? You know, how do they integrate into the property services? Are they in cleaning, security? Because property is huge, guys.
Let's not use.
I work in the property sector now. Oh, you work with buildings and you're selling.
It's broad.
It's not, guys. Come on. Well, property services is really security, cleaning, soft services, hard services, construction, building, interior design, waste management.
Yeah,
so it's a variety of. All businesses generally fit into that mold of property sector. So businesses in general would have to be in business for 2 years. They must be 51% black owned.
Okay.
In terms of BE as is a transformational program.
Yes.
With that sort of back end compliance requirements. So it's also that. So there's always this thing that property point takes, we go beyond compliance. So transformation beyond compliance. So there's compliance, but we want to go beyond that and support you on your real journey. And my philosophy is really that businesses post-program must be able to integrate into any supply chain. You don't even have to worry about who sponsored your program. I never want to talk about, oh, but I'm on a program with this client. They're not giving me opportunities.
No.
I want you to understand that this is your unique opportunity to scale your business in such a way that you can walk into any business and get access to any supply chain. And that's what we need to do with entrepreneurs. Allow for them to see there's a greater picture than the sponsor or the person's program they're on. It's about them and their development post this program. And how do they walk away enriched with the tools to really navigate the market when they're on their own as well, you know?
Yeah. Okay. And touching on that, you mentioned that there's no specific, you know, caliber and all of that, criteria and all of that. But for someone who's listening right now, how can they gain access, you know, to you guys so that they can start to build this relationship, and journey with you?
Awesome. And I think that's important. So on our website, we have an apply now link. It's open 24/7. So what that allows us to do is to get all your base information and then do a back-end desktop analysis. So I'd recommend that businesses apply and get in touch with me. I'll give my email address on the air. I don't know if you need it now.
Yes, please go ahead.
Mm-hmm. My email address is Clint, C-L-I-N-T, at propertypoint.org.za. And our website is propertypoint.org.za. And they can also get in touch there. But even after the show, if someone reach out, you can pass their details to me. And I believe there's unique opportunity for businesses, but they need to acknowledge and see the value. And I also do believe that it takes work. It takes hard work. And be willing to put in the slog. Be willing to put in the extra hours because you're not building my business. You're building your business.
True.
And that's always what I try to say is, and then I go step further and ask, what are you building? Why are you building a legacy business? Why are you thinking of your children's children?
Yeah.
Or are you just fixated on the self?
So
I really try to drive that agenda hard where we want to build something that has legacy, something that has social impact, something that creates employment, something that adds value back into the society and the system. I can't catch you at Gucci at the V&A on Saturday. I need to see you doing an employment drive.
To employ young people in the Western Cape rather than
that's what we're really seeking as a ethos from an entrepreneurship perspective.
You know, I'm thinking of someone now in this sector, SMME, who maybe in like 10 years ago, they met with a property point and then they got disappointed along the way, that relationship fell apart, and you are here, you're like, we are here, guys, to journey with you.
Yeah.
And that person is kind of like apprehensive and in trying to build yet another relationship with someone who will hold them by their hand and show them how to go about things. What can you say to that particular entrepreneur listening to right now?
I think disappointment happens every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's how you bounce back as a human being in terms of, was a disappointment a lesson? Was that disappointment a function of my lack or my inability? Was disappointment a function of the person and the persona that I dealt with?
Yeah.
You know, so we need to really dig deep when we look at disappointment. We can't just look disappointment on a linear level and say, Nkwazi's at CCFM.
Yeah.
I'm upset with Nkwazi, and then you become upset with CCFM.
Yeah.
Let's try and divorce that emotions and say, what is my objective? What is my intent? What do I want to build?
Yeah.
And often when we want to build, we're going to have to navigate those tough conversations.
Yeah.
So my recommendation to anyone that has faced disappointment holistically is saying, stop, evaluate the situation, and then find out what is your why and what's going to take you to the next level.
Mm.
And that might be having that tough conversation.
Yeah.
It might be saying, but you didn't help me in that moment. And then it might also say that there's other resources available. So from a program perspective, if the program can't assist you right now, we have a vehicle, it's our social enterprise called Entrepreneurship to the Point.
Okay.
And that's our eventing and networking platform where we actually, where the themes is really around informing, equipping, and inspiring SMMEs to really step into their next. So there's multi-spoke approach, but also I think the people within the organization, they lead with heart.
Mm.
And understand what people are going through. Entrepreneurship is a lonely, lonely journey.
It is.
And often there's this other spin of that. I'm not an entrepreneur, so I can understand your struggle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But what if I tell you I'm a visionary and I can see your vision?
Sure.
And that's what matters to any entrepreneur, to understand someone's vision and for someone to buy into it and be able to give you all the equipping that you need to be able to excel. But Mr. Higgins, let's talk about what stands out about the property point program. I know I talk a lot about a value proposition, which I'm going to download that in the next couple of weeks in terms of what a value proposition is. I want an entrepreneur who doesn't know a way out of their situation, or the one who thinks they've done everything and they have it figured out. They don't need any incubation hub of any sort. They have this thing on lockdown and yet they're struggling. Why would they come onto a program like Property Point? What is it that they're going to walk away with? I wanted to paint a beautiful story.
Look, I think the approach is that bespokeness. So your solution is in understanding your problem. So you're not going to come to a program and go to 10 interventions. Oh, you're going to you're going to an excursion today to go see something because everyone's going on an excursion and we need to tick the box. You're going to go on something that is uniquely you. So the unearthing of your core challenges or your business issues in this moment, hypothetically speaking, today we might sit here and someone owes you 300,000. And how do we get your money back? And then how do we provide you with a level of legal support and assistance for that problem? And not talk about marketing, because it's easy to do basic things and people always lean on the easier things, because then you, but Nkosi, she got marketing, she got a website, she got branding, but we're not solving the core problem. So at Property Point, our philosophy is really human-centered, problem-centered, solving for the problem first and then stepping in, because now Nkosi is calm. There's cash flow. Now we can get to the real person and who she is. But in that moment where she was desperate, she was all over the show and we couldn't get her out. We're like, we couldn't get to that sweet spot of saying, we need to walk a journey. You know, we needed to take that tumultuousness away. And when we took that away, now we see the true essence of the person. You know, it's like the movie Life of Pi. When Pi is Pi is in the water, he's been on the water for so long. You know, Pi at some point was so close to the shore, he didn't even realize. And when he stepped down and he's like, land,
actually,
and he saw something different. So it's about him. It's very important when we need to take you out the boat and make you realize you're on dry land and you're safe. And once you're safe, now we navigate the program in a way that says, this is how we move you forward. And that's really the approach and the ethos. So it's really to build a level of a capacity, competency, and capability. Because that's important in the long term.
You know what? It gives me the framework of an Abba father. You know, when we say he's Abba, we mean that God is our provider. You know, he's our sustainer. What he gives you, he gives you the ability to sustain, right? And he is our protector, right? And he's the one that, you know, when I think about it, when we say in him we live, in him we move, in him we have our being, meaning it's the relationship that we're able to benefit, to be able to have someone providing for us, someone protecting us, someone sustaining us, and someone protecting us in every aspect of our situation. That's how I think about the Property Point program. So I would encourage anyone that's in business, whether it's you've just done your 2-year celebration of being in existence, or been in existence for 5 years, or been in existence for 10 years, is that it provides the kind of support that we need as entrepreneurs, because you need to be very strategic in being having a network of people around you, right? You might have 2 or 3 contracts, you might be keeping afloat, but you want to be able to leverage, right? And you leverage so that you have more opportunities, right? And this program is really to inform, impart, and inspire. So when we bring in a guest from Property Point, such as Mr. Clint Higgins, he's able to give information of programs that are available to empower, develop entrepreneurs so that you guys don't stay at the same level. Then why are you on the network of Unlocked with Nkosi? So I'm encouraging anyone to say, if you really want to scale to the next level, you and I talked about scaling quite a bit, right? You've got a foundation. It's working. If you want to scale to the next level, be strategic with the relationships that you're building so you can relate, you can have an investment and also be able to leverage because what money can buy, relationships can buy.
Sure, man. Is that how we wrap it up? I mean, sure, what an amazing one for today, yet again. Sure, I mean, if you just tuned in, this will be on our YouTube. If you just want to catch up, we were talking about the importance, you know, of our strategic relationships. And we were joined by Mr. Clint Higgins, who is the head of Property Point. Nogwazi, next week, what can we expect? Or is it a surprise?
It's a lovely surprise.
Okay.
By stay tuned, we're definitely unlocking a little bit more about the information impartation and also the inspiration for entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. But Mr. Clint Higgins, so nice to have
you.
What do you want to say to the entrepreneurs?
No, I just believe that you must stay the course. It's not, we're not here for the now, we're building legacy, and understand that. If you understand that you're building for your children's children, you'll understand why you're in business. You'll understand why we don't need the flashy car now. We can buy 10 vehicles to support our families over the long term. Mm-hmm. And that's really the Ubuntu model, understanding that I'm not building for me, I'm building for future generations.
Yeah.
You know, it's really important for me. I love this thing where we need to stop and say, it's not for me. It might not even be for my benefit in this moment, but my children will reach or achieve the maximum benefit from this.
Okay.
And that's really the impartation that we really want to achieve.
Legacy.
Yeah, legacy.
Sure. I love it.
And you're onboarding right now, right?
Yeah, we're doing an onboard in Cape Town. Wow, that's the next segue. Yeah, I would urge people to reach out to me and or apply on our website as soon as possible. We're doing onboarding in the Western Cape, actually. Mm-hmm. We are in the thick of things. The program manager is ready and geared to go.
Yeah.
I'm ready to sort of cement that into the region. I didn't tell you that we actually have a national footprint. We are based in Sandton. We have an office in KZN, and we have an office in Cape Town.
Sure.
And we're doing some work in the northwest and across the country where our clients really are, because we're in the property sector. We really flow within that narrative. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah. Amazing. Yeah. Awesome. Social media. Are you guys on social media?
Social media. Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. I'm on LinkedIn as well. Add me. Connect with me. Clint Higgins. I'm somewhat an inspirator. I want to innovate. I want to disrupt. And I also want to support entrepreneurs.
Yes.
I really want to support entrepreneurs in the season. Yeah.
Sure. Awesome. I love it. Any closing remarks on your
Join us next week. We are unlocking with Nokwazi, informing, imparting, inspiring entrepreneurs, taking over Cape Town, taking over South Africa, taking over the ends of the earth. Thank you for being here, Mr. Clint Higgins. Join Property Point if you want to change and pivot to the next level of growth in your business.
Sure, you heard it yourself. It is now 10:54. We have news in